All right, welcome back. It is 10:47. Justin Acri, Wally Hall, Phil Elson, Muskie Harris hanging with us. Bill Torrey as well, Matty T. So we got a house full. 313-433-1037. I know, Wally, you guys went over some of these numbers yesterday, but I do want to go back into a look ahead because that's what we do. We can't be satisfied with the season coming to an end, so we look ahead to next year. Phil, we are going to talk about the Hall of Fame as well in baseball.
Announcing that today.
Yep, and there's one guy I certainly expect to be on the list, my son's namesake, so we'll talk about that.
There should be a couple others as well, not just Greg Maddux, but a couple others too.
I think that's probably true as well. If you haven't heard yet, Red McCombs, longtime booster of the University of Texas, taking a little heat, calling the hiring of Charlie Strong, quote, a kick in the face during a radio interview in San Antonio this week. And then he goes on to make things worse. I think the whole thing is a bit sideways. I don't have any doubt that Charlie is a fine coach. I think he would make a great position coach, maybe a coordinator. But I don't believe he belongs at what should be one of the three most powerful university programs in the world right now at UT Austin. I don't think it adds up. Well, the only part I agree with on any of that is that UT Austin probably is one of the three most powerful programs in the world right now. I don't have a problem with that. It is the most...
arrogant.
Well, it's the most financially well-off program in the United States.
It's got the biggest... The football budget's over $100 million a year.
He then goes on to talk about how John Gruden would have been a better hire than Charlie Strong. So let's just put this to bed for the last time. And look, when Arkansas's job came open and John Gruden's name got mentioned, and oh, he's on Monday Night Football wearing a red tie, we all fell into it. When Tennessee's job came open, oh, we're going to get John Gruden. His wife was a cheerleader at Tennessee. Guess what? John Gruden would not be a home run hire for anyone. It's not to say that he couldn't go to a college and be a successful coach. A, as Wally's pointed out repeatedly, you're not ever going to get him. Why, Wally?
Money.
Yes, he has 10 million reasons not to leave ESPN. It's never going to happen. Does anybody have any idea when the last time John Gruden recruited a player? 1991. He was the wide receivers coach at Pittsburgh for exactly 1 year. That is the most high-profile collegiate job John Gruden ever held. I think we can also all safely agree that success at one level of football does not necessarily guarantee success at another level of football. Now, do I have to bring up Nick Saban? How do you do in the NFL?
Not too well.
No, but I bet he probably would have if he stuck around.
Not many have transitioned very well.
That's the point. I mean, some guys are one and some guys are the other. Not too many guys are great
at both. Spore, you tried it?
I mean, other than like Jimmy Johnson, who's a great combo meal? There aren't too many guys who have been great at both.
It's working for Pete Carroll right now.
Pete Carroll.
That's a great point. But they're more the exception than the rule. But again, I have no doubt that Gruden would have been fine. But my point is to say that he's a better hire than Charlie Strong. That's the guy I'm looking for. Based on what? All Charlie Strong did was get nominated for the Broyles Award as the best coordinator three times, including back-to-back years. He's been in college football exclusively throughout his entire career since getting out of college. And he's won 23 games over the last two seasons, including a BCS win. He's gone 3-1 in bowl games, including a BCS win. So, again, when you look at the picture, all that tells me is I didn't want that guy. I wanted the lily white guy over here. So I don't play the race car very often, but when it is so arrogant about it, when you're so arrogant about it, I mean, you have to point it out. And if he had said, I'm upset we couldn't get Nick Saban because I really thought that was a possibility, I have no problem with that. I get it. When you throw Gruden's name out there, if you're going to mask your racism, you have to do it better than that.
Right.
It's pretty weak.
Well, I don't think Charlie was their first choice.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah, I think Browse was his their first
I think
choice.
Mora was on really high on their list, and then Jimbo Fisher signed a new contract.
Mm-hmm.
I think Charlie will be fine if they'll give him a chance. And by chance, I mean 3 years.
I don't know how he can't win 8 to 10 games every single year, and occasionally once he settles in, he's gonna be able to win a conference title, and which automatically puts him in the mix for a national championship.
Obviously, he knows more about recruiting quarterbacks than Mac did.
That's a safe bet. Anyway, Red McCombs, and again, at the end of the day, it's such a poor option that you're presenting as opposed to Charlie Strong, first of all. And then second of all, if you're such a big booster and you really care about the good of Texas, what good does it do for the program for you to come out and ridicule publicly your coach who hasn't coached a single practice, let alone a butler. Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. He'd be a good position coach.
Yeah, butler,
I mean, I'm okay if he coaches defensive backs. That's fine, but I don't want to be our head coach.
At least he didn't say he'd be a good recruiter.
I mean, he must think his opinion carries a ton of weight. I mean, you said he's got a statue inside the stadium for crying out loud.
But here's the thing. At the end of the day, Phil, if he came out and said, I won't give the university another dime because they hired Charlie Strong, they're not going to fire Charlie Strong over that.
No.
Right. Not right now, at least. So the point is, it doesn't do anybody any good for you to come out and ridicule the hiring now.
Okay, first off, Red was not on the search committee. Go back and you can look.
Why was there a search committee?
I bet he hasn't met Charlie yet, so he's a little offended, and he's 86 years old, and he popped off. You know, he was not on the search committee.
And his money has been replaced.
Has it?
I imagine Texas has some people who can replace
him. I imagine they have plenty of money coming in. I don't think money's their big issue. And, you know, as important as his money is, I'm sure they'll probably be fine with
one
or without
of the people
it.
On the search committee was a retired assistant general manager of Mobile.
I imagine he made a few bucks.
I imagine
Exxon
he
yeah.
Mobile,
yeah.
The bottom line for me is, look, if you want to be racist, that's cool. That's on you. But, I mean, at least you should try to mask it a little bit for the good of the program you allegedly care about.
Everybody forgiving him because he's 86-year-old and, you know, Alzheimer's have set in.
Well, and also,
yeah, about that, but
have some logic behind your argument. You know, if you're going to say that John Gruden is your pick for being the head coach, why?
Yeah.
What has he done that actually tells you that he could be a great college coach, aside from what Charlie Strong has done, which might have actually proven that he can be?
You know, I didn't read the comments, but I guess it was a few weeks before that he had been interviewed, and he said, you know, this should be an easy deal, basically, that you can close your eyes and pick, you get your pick of the litter. You get whoever you want. Well, it turns out, you can't get Jimbo Fisher. You couldn't get Nick Saban. You couldn't get Harbaugh. You couldn't get Mora. You couldn't get this guy or that guy, which is amazing to me. Don't get me wrong. If you're Jim Mora and you're at UCLA and they come to you for the Texas job, I'm not sure how that doesn't attract you in some way. But nevertheless, you couldn't get who you wanted. So maybe it is sour grapes. I just think he could have masked it a little bit better. Anyway, favorites to win the 2014-15 college football championship, Florida State, no surprise, because Jameis Winston has to come back. I don't know whether or not he would want to. I'm assuming he could be a top three or four pick.
I mean, those defenders are coming back. That's the key.
If there aren't, if it's not them, it'll be somebody else. They're talented.
They had a great defense.
Oh, unbelievable. Yes. 11-2 odds. Alabama second, then Stanford, Ohio State, Oregon, and at 14-1, Auburn.
You're kidding.
I'm going to lock those odds in now, huh? Yeah.
Let's run out to Vegas.
I like Auburn's chances of getting back there as well as I like Stanford, rather.
You can go buy one of those $50,000 tickets right now.
What is Arkansas, 30-1?
I'll have to dig deep here, Wally. They only go to 100-1. Arkansas is at 100-1.
Wow.
Made 100-1.
Well, let me give you a few other options at 100-1 that you might like better. Virginia Tech's 100-1. Tennessee's 100-1. Mississippi State's 100-1. I might throw a couple bucks on Mississippi State at 100-1. And by the way, again, all you have to do is...
I booked that bet right here in my pocket. Well,
okay, if I would have said Auburn last year at 100-1, you would have said, no, I wouldn't waste a dollar on that.
You'd have taken...
Give me two teams at 50-1, two teams.
I'll give you a couple here, yeah. Here's some other schools at 100-1. Cincinnati, team that just won a bunch of games under Tommy Tuberville. They're going to have a hard time getting in the playoff, though. Kansas State at 100-1. I mean, if you're not in a major conference, it's going to be real hard to get in the Final Four, but...
Let me ask you this, and this is for Red McCombs. Where's Louisville on that list?
That's a good question.
And where's Texas on that list?
Texas is – Louisville's at 50-1, so Muskie, there you go. If Bobby Petrino goes back there, maybe they can make the Final Four. Although they're going to the ACC, so it becomes a little more difficult. Texas is 50-1.
I told you.
How about that?
Good point, Phil.
6 1/2 dozen the other.
Yeah, well, how about this? How about if they go out and run the table and go to the Final Four this year? And what are we going to call that now?
The college
– It needs a catchy name.
Oh, well, Final Four.
Playoff.
It can be a Final Four, can't it?
Yeah, it can, but it shouldn't be. I mean, because it's already sort of
the football
automatically
four.
Basketball.
Hockey is the Frozen Four. You just call it the
no,
football four.
No, just make basketball change.
What about this? How about the quintessential Quattro?
No speak,
too long.
No Sorry. Speak English.
That's for marketing in Mexico.
Sorry, I'm just trying. Hey, look, they're going to the national in football. Why not?
Yeah.
JT.
What's going on, gentlemen?
How are you?
You were talking about the hire with the Texas, Charlie Strong, and the way the booster was going off?
Yes.
Fans are doing the same thing, too. That's what I've seen. You thought you had problems when, you know, you hired Brett Bielema and the people going off about, you know, him and not liking him. They're not going to be Razorback fans for anymore because of that. It's the same thing in Texas. Because he's a black coach, they don't want him. They're not going to be Texas fans anymore.
Hmm.
I'm sitting there looking... Are you crazy?
Is it because he's a black coach, or is it because he has an interracial marriage?
Black coach.
Well, you know what? Most of the people I've talked to, JT, who are Texas fans and longtime Texas fans, are thrilled about the hire, and they say their friends are excited about it, too.
Here, I don't have that many Texas fans here in Arkansas.
Thank God. We're doing our job then.
Good reason for that.
Yeah, I got enough choice words for you, so careful.
I'm kidding.
But you're not a fan. I mean, if you're going to sit there and leave just because, hey, they hired a black coach, wow. You're not a fan of a football team if you stop supporting a team just because of the color of the coach.
Let me say this. If you quit following a team because of the race of the coach, whether or not you're a fan of that particular team, a real fan or a fake fan, is the least of your problems. Yeah, you got a lot of issues. You need to check into that. JT, I appreciate the call, and I am in a real tough spot. I want you to understand that, JT, and I want you to pass this along to the rest of your friends because I have to simultaneously root for Charlie Strong and hope that Texas loses every game. How can I do that?
Wow.
How can that happen? I'm in such a quandary now. They just identified
my problem.
They screwed it up for all of us here in Arkansas. We can't root against Charlie Strong, but we can't root for Texas.
He's a native.
He's a Batesville native. He's a UCA grad. I love Charlie Strong.
What did you think a UCA grad would ever be the head coach at Texas?
That's right.
I mean, that's like winning a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
Remember, it's a new coach. It's going to take a few years to be able to get everything in line anyway.
Tell that to Gus Malzahn. JT, I appreciate the call. Thanks, brother. 10:58, we got it.